Welcome to today's Happiness Hit. I am your hostess with the mostess, Elle Edwards, from the Itchy Soul Playground and Yumiya. Now today, we're going to be exploring expectations. And very specifically, I'm here today to encourage you to relax your expectations. Keep your expectations light. One of the fastest ways to get yourself frustrated and cross and generally miserable is to hold on to expectations really, really tightly. How you anticipate a situation will unfold. How you expect maybe a series of tasks to be done. When you sit down and make your list for the day, and I would always be encouraging you to do that with Holy Spirit, but that's an aside for today. But when you think about the day ahead, if you go into that sort of time with a very prescribed way of being, it can lead to disappointment and frustration and letdown. Now the flip side of this is actually sometimes, like I'll give you today's concrete example. So I last night, because I like to do it the night before, last night I sat with Sam and I was, okay, what's our agenda for today? Sorry, Sam is what I call Holy Spirit. I'll tell you that story tomorrow. It's really fun. But so I sat down and said, okay, what are we doing tomorrow then? And I'll be quite honest with you, it was quite a tight list. Because a little bit of background context, some of you listening will know, we're having the builders in this week. And I'm anticipating, at the time of recording, that there will be lots of noise. The electricity will be off for a little while. I'm not entirely sure how much work I will actually get done. And at the same time, I've made a commitment. When I sat with God and said, what are the three things I'm going to commit to? This podcast was one of those things. And so as I made this list, the nudge was, okay, record two episodes of The Happiness Hit. Get two of those daily poems written. Do this and do that. And I was like, oh, that list is big. And I also wanted to go and visit my neighbours who on our street, they're a little bit elderly, and I help make them smile and I enjoy their company. And as I was looking at this list, how are we going to do all of these things? And my expectation was, okay, let's do this and then that, and maybe I won't be able to go and see them. And it was a bit like, ugh. And then I said, sat down, I put my headphones in. Okay, then Sam, how is this going to roll? What are you saying? And then just waited and listened and wrote. And all of a sudden, dum, 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 everything slot together in a way I was completely not expecting. If I'd been holding on to those expectations very tightly, it would have been a completely different proposition. I suspect I wouldn't have got all the things done in the way that I did, with the lightness and the sense of fun and the sense of, wow, thank you, God, that I had from it as well. So my reminder for you today is to look at the way that you step into the day, the expectations you put on yourself and the people around you, and ask God to help you lighten up with it a little bit. What would it look like to play with the day with a bit of lightness? Tied in with this is the idea of under-scheduling, which is a conversation for another episode. Not cramming your calendar with all of the things to do. Sometimes God will have you do loads of stuff and it'll unfold like magic, and that can be brilliant. But that doesn't need to be your default. You're a human being, not a machine. And the more that you can practice with some lightness and some space in your day, the more fun it is. But that can start by looking at your expectations. But as that reminder, you don't have to do this on your own. I would encourage you to do this with God. Ask Holy Spirit, what does this look like? Can you help me? And then listen for those nudges and that voice. And as always, if you need help with this piece, I would encourage you to check out the Itchy Soul Playground, yumiya.com/join, where you can find out more about that. I love having these conversations where we encourage people to do this thing we call life with Holy Spirit, and conversation and asking questions and seeing how that unfolds. So if that sounds like something you'd benefit from, I'd invite you to come and join us. In the meantime, though, thank you for listening. As that reminder, have a play with this. Let me know how you get on. You can leave a voice message. I would love to hear, quite literally hear, how things are going for you. Any questions that come up, any comments, all of that stuff. And if you'd like to, we can fold some of this into future episodes as well. But like I say, in the meantime, thank you for being here. I look forward to catching up with you tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.